The Mystery of Edwin Drood, the Unfinished Novel by Charles Dickens. Chapter 1. The Dawn. An ancient English cathedral tower? How can the ancient English cathedral tower be here? The well-known massive grey square tower of its old cathedral? How can that be here? There is no spike of rusty iron in the air between the eyes and it from any point of the real prospect. What is the spike that intervenes, and who has set it up? Maybe it is set up by the Sultan's orders for the impaling of a horde of Turkish robbers one by one. It is so, for cymbals clash, and the Sultan goes by to his palace in long procession. 10,000 scimitars flash in the sunlight, and thrice 10,000 dancing girls strew flowers. Then follow white elephants, caparisoned in countless gorgeous colours, and infinite in number and attendance. Still the cathedral tower rises in the background, where it cannot be, and still no writhing figure is on the grim spike. Stay. Is the spike so low a thing as the rusty spike on the top of a post of an old bedstead that has tumbled all awry? Some vague period of drowsy laughter must be devoted to the consideration of this possibility. Shaking from head to foot, the man whose scattered consciousness had thus fantastically pieced itself together at length rises, supports his trembling frame upon his hands, and looks around. He is in the meanest and closest of small rooms. Through the ragged window curtain, the light of early day steals in from a miserable court. He lies, dressed, across a large, unseemly bed, upon a bedstead that has indeed given way under the weight upon it. Lying, also dressed, and also across the bed, not longwise, are a Chinaman, a Lascar, and a haggard woman. The two first are in a sleep or stupor. The last is blowing at a kind of pipe to kindle it, and as she blows, and shading it with her lean hand, concentrates its red spark of light, it serves in the dim morning as a lamp to show him what he sees of her.
Another.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?